Hey, it's Liam St. John, and you're listening to Life Minute.
Roots rock breakout Liam St. John's debut album, Man of the North, is a personal project rooted in resilience. After years in dive bars, he broke through on The Voice under Team Stefani. Since then, he's appeared on The Kelly Clarkson Show, made his Grand Ole Opry debut, and landed his song Paul Revere on the NFL's Sunday Spotlight series. We caught up with him to talk about the journey and what's next. This is a Life Minute with Liam St. John.
Man of the North. Took me about 4 years to write all the songs that are on there, but it's a love letter to my roots. I just started writing songs. Like Dipped in Bleach was the oldest song that I wrote that's on the album. It was the first song that I really went there with like vulnerability of like my feelings and some tribulations I had went through, and then I just started writing all these songs about where I come from, what I come from, and who I come from, and then I finally wrote Man of the North, and it all kind of glued together from there. I really tried to make the album feel like a live show, so we actually cut everything live except for like overdubs, all the vocal takes and things, and drums, bass, and guitar all live so that people wouldn't be surprised when we play the live show. Yeah, I've got like an aux player on tour with me who plays banjo and stuff, so it's a little bit different, but just little tasteful things that I like. I was a little nervous because my first two albums were done independently and they were just me and my guitar and like cut live, so most people knew me from that album and was nervous that how they would receive the full band, but it's just been nothing but great reception and just amazing crowds. Like honestly, some of the best shows I've ever played have been on this tour. We're touring this album and we're doing all these like live sessions. We recorded 5 songs in a cave. It was dark and like moist, but it was really cool and made for one of the coolest videos I've ever done. And then we did the same thing on a castle in Scotland, and so yeah, I'll start recording new music in quarter one and just keep it coming. I mean, that's all we can do is keep building and keep touring, and that's all I want to do, so.
Rematch of Super Bowl 59. Tough, gritty game.
Bucket list for sure to be on the NFL, and what a cool song to do it for. I used to live in Los Angeles and I wrote with my friend Dan a lot. Dan Omelio goes by Robopop, but we just have this chemistry, walk into the studio, write a song in 2 hours, and I think that was the first one we wrote actually, Paul Revere, and it kind of fell into our laps. Didn't have the idea of Paul Revere going into it, just had this riff in mind and then we built on it, and you know how songwriting works, the muse shows up and places that cool hook in your lap and creates a really fun song, so. I consider myself like a blues artist at the core, and I've always said that the blues finds those who need it, and I needed that type of music to help me process, you know, being a human, to be honest. Like, nothing else was really helping me. But I think at its core, it brings people together from all across the world, and that's why it's so important to speak truth into your lyrics, because you never know how it's going to reach somebody else going through a similar path. And that's been the coolest part of my career, is like putting out these songs and realizing that I'm not alone and that there are other people going through things and who need to hear that they're not alone, and I think that's the whole point. The depression and substance abuse kind of went hand in hand, and the biggest reason for that for me was just not having the freedom to like speak my truth and live my truth. You know, I had a lot of resistance there for a long time, and it just led to a really bad relationship with myself and got really dark, and you know, walked away from like my faith, and so I didn't have this thing to lean on, and it was just me trying to carry the burden of all that pain, and you know, I just finally started to lean on other things, and it was, you know, a slow burn until you realize you developed a really bad habit. But then I started writing songs, and it really brought me out of that dark place, and I found my truth, and I've just been pursuing it, you know, full blast ever since, and it's really changed my life, and definitely have a better relationship with myself because of it. So every song on the album, on all my albums, they're always me like literally getting this thing off my chest that's probably been there for, you know, 5 to 10 years of just like holding it in. And so it's so important for me to speak from my truth, because it usually is beneficial for me. It's all magic and mystery to me, songwriting. I mean, obviously I practice a lot and show up every day, but the good ones always come out of nowhere and you're like, wow, that was a good line. Where did I come up with that? And then you write a song and you're like, I don't think I'll ever write another one. So it always goes like that. But I'm just always trying to mine through my feelings and my truth. And that's my one rule, is just trying to be as honest as possible and find the innocence in the lyric and try and bring it out. Turned to losing everything I had. Well, I've always sang, mostly in my room, to Britney Spears or something. I was very shy as a kid, but then I started singing in the church. That's kind of how I got out of my shell. Yeah, I mean, I started writing songs when I was a teenager and had some bands in high school, but I was an athlete, and so I pursued that all the way through college. All the while, just like writing and singing, and then graduated, and I was like, I have these business degrees, and now I'm gonna become a starving artist. And I haven't looked back. The taste of your lips, I'm on a ride. I'm slipping in there. I love Britney, and it's been a lifelong love. I always say she's the first woman I ever fell in love with when I was like 8 years old. That cover, I've played it for a long time, but it's just really, it lends itself to a blues song. And if you like swag it out and slow it down a little bit, it's a really fun song to play. And so we've just had it in our set for a long time. And we were in London. We played a show in Camden Town. And then the next day we recorded the song live at UMG Studios. Early on, I listened to a lot of soul music. And so I always say Ray Charles is probably my favorite artist. Vocally, and just the way he presented himself, just raw and unfiltered. Same with like Etta James. But yeah, I listened to a lot of, like, you know, my mom had great taste and spun a lot of good records. Tracy Chapman's one of my favorite songwriters. Huge fan of Lauryn Hill. I listened to her my whole life. And then lots of blues artists like Stevie Ray Vaughan. I really love finding new artists these days. It's really cool to see that people are still being creative and coming up with new ways to write songs. So downtown by myself, and there she was. The Voice. I think I started auditioning like right when I graduated, because I was like, I gotta make a career out of this. And so, yeah, I spent like 7 years getting rejected. And I'm really grateful for that in retrospect, because I just wasn't ready, hadn't really found my voice, my truth yet. And so I just started building my career from the ground up, just doing dive bars, open mics, and then along that journey I found my voice. And then one day I auditioned and it was night and day. They cast me right away, and then the pandemic happened. Pushed the show for like 4 months, but yeah, we got to film during the pandemic. So it was an interesting season to be on The Voice, but we were all really, you know, just grateful that we got to work and sing while everything was locked down. So Gwen Stefani was my coach. Yeah, it was cool. Like, the pandemic made it a little different. You couldn't really interact, so most of the time was when we were on camera, but it was still a surreal moment, and one of those moments in my life that I'll never forget, especially turning the chairs. Like, you get 90 seconds to impress the coaches, and they took about 75 seconds to turn. You can imagine everything that's going through my head, but yeah, like, my mom and sisters were zoomed in because of the pandemic, but yeah, it was a really special moment, and hearing feedback from like John Legend and Kelly Clarkson was pretty cool. Well, I made it through the battle rounds, which is once you get to the blind audition, which isn't guaranteed once you get cast, then you get put on a team, and then you battle head-to-head against one of your teammates, and that's where I got knocked out. But that's the thing about The Voice. You go as far as you can, and then you take what you get from that show, and you try and build your career on top of it, and so that's what I've tried to do.
You know, the life of an artist, we kind of just put our heads down and take it one step at a time, and, you know, 10 years goes by, but every once in a while, you get a moment to look up, and this is one of those moments, I think.
We were on tour, and my label called me, and we had gotten some good news that day with Kelly Clarkson's show, and And they're like, did you hear the good news? I was like, yeah, Kelly Clarkson, let's go. And he's like, oh, yes, and you have an open invitation to the Opry. And I was like, I had no idea. So, yeah, that was something that every roots artist, it's the pinnacle for a lot of people, a lot of country artists and like a lot of my peers. And I've got to see my friends make their debuts, and I've just always been so proud of them and just kind of never thought it would happen for me, but it was one of the coolest moments I've ever had. Well, I ride a Harleys. That's my one way where people can't reach me because I can't get on my phone while I'm on the bike. And so I love that. And I mean, I grew up in the mountains. So this time of year is always fun because I get to go to the mountains and snowboard or if I have time. But I really love all those activities. And I run and exercise as much as I can, or else I would lose my mind on the road.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.